call receipt from home care agency.
Tammy speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
Okay, I'm looking for aid service. Who will I speak to regarding that? I have service and they don't have anyone to come out.
Oh, so you need someone to help you out?
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to help. Where do you live? Which county?
I live in Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023.
Darby. Okay.
D-A-R-B-Y.
All right.
Are you in Upper Darby?
Yes, we are. 1 minute.
What's the name of your agency?
Family First.
Oh, I saw something else. CHC, I thought.
Maybe that's our sister company. But I'm happy to help you with a caregiver. How many hours did you get approved?
Several hours. About 77 hours. It's like 10 to 5 Mondays to Fridays.
Okay.
No weekends.
So how many hours in total about?
10 to 5 through the week.
Do you know about how many hours in total?
I told you, ma'am. You must listen. I said 76 hours.
Oh, 76 hours.
I could always add hours.
Okay, so 76.
I could always add hours, but I don't particularly want anyone to come out on the weekend.
Right. Okay, no problem. I'm happy to help. What's your name?
It's Sherry. Sherry.
And last name?
It's hyphenated. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, hyphenated Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R. Sherry Smith Dexter, D as in David, E-X-T-E-R.
Okay.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Mimi.
Mimi with an M or L?
M as in Mary, M-I-M-I. What is your date of birth? Yes, Sherry.
Okay, 9/29/1950.
9/29/1950. Okay, perfect. Just a second.
You still with me, Mimi?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just looking up your Medicaid here. One second. And what is your home address, Sherry?
Well, I don't want to give so much information. I want to do I qualify. I gave the information. I said Darby, 309 Darby Terrace. It's a private home.
Terrace.
309 Darby, D-A-R-B-Y Terrace. In Darby, PA, 19023.
Okay, wonderful. 19023. And when do you need an aide? How soon?
I told you, you're not paying attention, Mimi.
I am.
5 days a week.
No, I know. I meant to say, like, how soon do you need a care? Like, tomorrow? Like, to start tomorrow?
Well, I don't want nobody are they skilled aides or are they just somebody you picked up off the street?
No, of course they're skilled
aides.
They're good caregivers. They're not just, you know. And also, by the way, what we could do is if you want to do like an interview with them first before you hire them, we can do that as well. Is that something you want to do? We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, just give me 1 second. I'm quickly looking up your Medicaid.
I want you to know listen to me. I'm on 24-hour oxygen. I don't walk all that well. I don't walk. I'm a diabetic. I have a lot of health issues.
Okay, so we're happy to help you. That's exactly what we do. We're here to help.
I called a couple of people when, they can't find people to work. Then it's unscrupulous people to your home.
Right. No, I mean,
and somebody who's trustworthy.
Of course, trustworthy is the most important. You know, it's your home, so I'm happy to help you. So what I could do is I can have my intake team give you a call, and
okay.
she can send you like a list of caregivers so you can interview them and see which one is a good fit for you. What do you think?
Okay, very good.
Yeah?
Very good, Mimi. Yeah.
Sherry, I have one more question. Now, like on your Medicaid card, does it say Sherry Smith Dexter or Sherry?
All my ID say the same thing.
So what does it, like, how does it say your last? Oh, I see. I got it here, actually.
I thought it's hyphenated. It's hyphenated.
Right.
You didn't hear me, Mimi?
No, I did.
It's Sherry Smith Dexter.
Right. I did listen. It comes up as Sherry L. Dexter. Make sense?
That's the middle name. No, that's incorrect. I don't know what you're looking at.
Do you have your Medicaid ID number with you?
I'm not giving you that information. That's all right, Mimi. That's all right. You're not trying to help me. Sorry to disturb you.
I am trying to help you. I just want to make sure about